Well, certainly we're seeing better prices there for my farmers and ranchers, the people that are doing the cow-calf operations. But probably the one industry that's not covered are those small producers and the small feedlots. You know, we have the challenge up here across the nation. We have 3-4 packing plants that dominate the industry, and they've had their own challenges, creating supply blockage, a lack of employees. The federal mandate's going to make that worse as well. So we didn't have the capacity for a while to take in the beef that we had available. It looks like we are getting some better prices now. I do expect the federal government, the Justice Department, to be looking at some lawsuit issues to see if there's oligomonopolies out there that are over-dominating the market. I'm still very concerned that enough of that dollar is not getting back to the people that are out there delivering those baby calves this past winter, freezing their tails off, trying to keep that mama cow alive, and those small feedlots. And the auction houses, like I grew up working, spending my weekends working at a sale barn from the time I was almost 16. I lied about my age to start so I could help my brother. But every weekend in high school and through community college, I worked out at the sale barn. And the people that own that sale barn now, the people that are third, fifth generation small feedlot operators are telling me there's only 3 or 5 buyers showing up. So something's got to be done up here. It's about to come to a head. I don't want to see us overreact, though. Sometimes the worst thing the federal government can do is overreact and start price fixing and quota fixing. So I really do expect here over the next month or two for this issue to come to a head. I wish I could sit here, Tony, and tell you, here's the solution. Here's the exact solution. What I do know, if there was more competition, if there was more packing plants out there, it would be helpful. And no matter what the rules we change, and big companies can figure out ways to get around it. So I'm doing everything I can to make it easier for more meat packing plants to enter the industry and also to be able to sell that meat across state lines. Quick story, recently we hosted an event for the Capitol Police up here. And I wanted to bring in brats from Ellenwood Packing Plant. A family from my church has owned that for decades, and we buy all our beef there. We have every year I get a steer from our grassland, and we butcher it, and they pack it for me. And they can't sell, long story short, they can't sell these brats across state lines. So even though I would go there and pay for it in person, they couldn't ship it here. So I'm taking my little cooler, my little handheld cooler, and bringing back 230 brats, about 60 at a time, from Kansas back here. So we want to keep our food supply safe and healthy, of course, but I think there's some things we can make it easier for those small packing plants to make a living.